Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Deanna. How may I help you?
Hi, Deanna. This is Kathleen Madden. Excuse me. And I just received an email that I ordered some premium wireless earbuds. I already have earbuds. I don't know how this happened, but I don't want the order. Can I give you the order number?
Yes, ma'am.
62. D is in David, the number 5. E is in Echo. D is in David. A is in Alpha. 03. C is in Charlie.
All right. I got that order number. If you just let me 1 second, my computer's a bit slow.
Thank you.
All right. So would that be a Kathleen Madden?
That is me.
Okay. And for security purposes,
I don't know. It might be fraudulent because someone just, or the bank just texted me that someone's trying to use my card fraudulently, so they canceled the card.
Well, I can answer your questions, ma'am. But first, I need to verify your identity before I give out any information on the account. So, could you verify your shipping address?
Yes, 4837 Rue Lyon Court, San Jose, California. 95136.
All right. So what I'm showing is the premium wireless earbuds. And you had a 14-day trial for that product, which has expired, and that is why you're being charged today the full retail price of $62.95. But we can offer you a 35% discount.
I don't need this. This is a fraudulent order. I didn't order these things.
So you didn't order premium wireless earbuds for $497 on January 20th?
Oh, I think I did order that, but I only ordered them because they were inexpensive.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that is what I was trying to explain to you. That $497 is just the shipping and handling for the wireless earbuds. It's not the payment for the earbuds themselves.
I see.
We give you 14 days to try out the earbuds and see if you'd like to keep them. And if you call and cancel within your 14 days, I believe if you call and cancel, you don't have to return them. I might be incorrect, but regardless, it's a 14-day trial. So you have to call and cancel within those 14 days in order to avoid the fee.
Okay. Well, I don't want them. So can I send them back for a refund?
Let me check on that before I give you false information.
Thank you.
I'm still on the line, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. So no, ma'am, you wouldn't be able to return them for a refund.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right, I apologize. And thank you for calling customer service. Have a good day.
You're welcome.